Welcome once again to Rampage on the Airwaves. Exams are over, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome back Little Rampage.
All right, man.
Oi, oi.
It feels so good to be back. It feels so good that the exams are finally over, and more importantly, it feels so good to be doing show again after so many shows of Wayne and Leonard.
You heard enough shit from me already, right? And Leonard.
We heard more shit from Leonard actually, but yeah, it was entertaining nonetheless. I liked the shows as well. It was funny, and we had good feedback from people, so it was good.
In any case, there's as I mentioned last show, there's going to be a part 4 just to sort of wrap things up, but we'll release that, you know, later down the line. But for this episode, well, since it's end of exams, it's time for people to get out of the house. So there's 3 really cool and funky and interesting feature gigs that we're going to be plugging for on this particular episode. The first of which is Ears Out at the Arts House on this Saturday, 2nd of December. Ears Out is organized by this group called Screenprint.
Screenprint is basically a local music collective sort of that started on Fenster, and I think they now moved to MySpace, or they expanded to MySpace. And basically they run...
Because Friendster sucks.
So they run online magazine kind of thing, and they also organize gigs once in a while. And this Saturday, is it this Saturday?
Saturday, 2nd of December.
Yeah, right. 2nd of December. They're gonna have an acoustic show at Earshot, which is at the Arts House. You can go to myspace.com/screenprint if you need more details about that.
Who's playing?
Who's playing? Of course, the bands that are going to be playing are Kid of Kale and Press Play. Of course, I think many people know them. Summer's Over, of course, My Rights. And there's this new solo acoustic artist, Amateur Takes Control. And he used to be from bands such as Aviary, Munchies at Nine, In Hatred and Gifted. But now he's doing his solo project, and it's quite interesting. We're going to play him on the show later. But first, we're going to play Summer's Over.
Oh, we forgot about My Precious.
No, I was wondering that this is going to be an acoustic gig, and My Precious is...
They're a lot harder. I know, I can't imagine. That's the interesting thing about this event right now, is that it's all acoustic. So you have bands like, you know, obviously Kid of Kill, Summer's Over, that they are full live bands most of the time. But you have all of these artists now in an acoustic format. It should be quite interesting, actually. Yeah, but the first song we're actually going to play is Summer's Over.
They're a four-piece band, and they play sort of pop-punk songs. They've been around for quite a while. They won, I think, World Battle of the Bands in Singapore last year. They recently played at the gig at the Orchard Library alongside My Precious, was it?
Anyway, that's probably not very important. But in any case, the next song is going to be Summer's Over. What's the title? Adelaide by Adelaide. Summer's Over.
We'll be right back.
It's hard for me to say goodbye. It's time for you to go and never come back. It's getting colder every night. I didn't get to hold you tight. I'm running out of time. It's too late. And now I don't think I can wait for you. You take up home. I hope you read this letter I wrote, and I hope you write to me back. It's getting colder every night. I didn't get to hold you tight. I'm running out of time. It's too late. And now I don't think I could wait for you.
Moving on from Summer's Over, we're going to be playing for you the first non-Singaporean band that we've played on the show for a long time.
Yeah, I was wondering where the non-Singaporean bands were, because we've been playing the history of local music three parts already. And before that, we had a Dong and also show, which didn't have any foreign bands as well.
So. Oh, it had that New York band. Had that New York band.
Oh, right, the Wild Crowd, right.
Wild Crowd. But anyway, it's been a long time since we've had a foreign band on the show. So it's good timing as well, because the band that we're playing is Stars Don't Fall from Perth, Australia. They are actually playing here, when is that? 7th of December. Thursday, 7th of December for Face the Stars 2006.
They're playing at St. Anthony's Canossian Secondary School, which is at Bedok. You can visit myspace.com/FaceTheStars2006.
On the lineup as well for that evening will be Face Off, which features Tristan, right?
Tristan, who used to play for Saul Loser, as well as Titus, who used to play for Set for Glory.
Mm. Caracal, who have been doing quite well for themselves lately. I saw their set at Playground at Momo last week.
I really like them.
So I thought they played really, really well.
I just saw them last night actually at Weekend Trip. It was really, really good. They're one of the bands that they make an effort to put out a good live show.
Yeah, I like the fact that when they were on stage, people felt compelled to just crush the front and just go crazy.
They can dance, man.
And they're high energy as well. Quite similar to the sort of vibe that like a Vacant Affair give out when they were on stage.
By the way, we already played them on the show. I think it was the first ever show, Caracal.
As well as Summer's Over, which you just heard. They will be playing for Face the Stars as well. With Stars Don't Fall, they've got three shows lined up. First of which is this Face the Stars, as we mentioned. They're actually playing Zouk Out as well. But if that's not your sort of thing, then they're also playing Lime Sonic Bank the day after, December 10th. But really, the gig that we want to focus on is Face the Stars, because that's their headline show. And I want to support Face the Stars also because it is independently organized by a very, very passionate girl, I guess you would describe her, Ashrina. She's taken all this on her own shoulders to organize.
She's more well-known for starting street teams to support the local bands.
She's practically every band's street team leader. But that's the measure of how much passion she has for live bands, especially local live bands as well. So anyway, let's just get to the music.
Alright, Stars Don't Fall, Cutting Corners.
Time.
Stars Don't Fall from Perth in Australia with Cutting Corners. Moving on from that, the next show that we want to plug is Flow at Ministry of Sound. This coming Tuesday, 5th of December.
5th of December, yeah.
Flow is now probably, in terms of lineup and venue-wise, probably the biggest event out of the three that we've mentioned so far. Massive lineup, basically. The last I counted, there's over 25 live acts across four different rooms. We've got, just to mention a few, Divine Nine, Concave Scream, Plain Sunset, West Grand Boulevard, Saw Loser, not to mention all the MOS resident DJs they will close off the night with.
If you're into the whole clubbing hip-hop thing, there are some of the biggest names in the DJing scene. DJ Koflo, DJ Vortex. They also have an independent stage which features, I think, about 10 or 15 bands which should be worth checking out.
Yeah, a shitload of bands, basically.
Yeah.
You could almost practically call it a festival.
And it goes on all night till about 4 or 5 a.m. Mm.
And last I heard, it's hosted by Miss Earth Singapore. I don't know what she looks like.
I'm not sure who she is either.
I hope, yeah, anyway. And I also checked this out on the website, flow.com.sg earlier, is that Paul Toohill is actually going to be hosting the main stage.
Oh, he is?
Together with Miss Earth Singapore.
Okay, that should be interesting.
But in any case, even though this sounds like a really big event and it's presented by Nokia, a big corporate company and all that kind of thing, essentially, Flow is still an independently organized event. Many of you who are sort of connected with the local scene will probably have heard or met Saito, who's running the show. He's part of Divide 9.
Also known as Mark.
Mark. He's also the bookings manager for Guest House.
For Guest House, yes. So
another very prominent local music scene supporter.
If you played at Guest House, you might have met him.
In any case, I just wanted to bring attention to that. This is still essentially organized and run by one person more than anything else. So do support it. Flow at MOS is again Tuesday, 5th of December. Doors open 8 p.m. Entry is, I still think it's a bargain, I suppose. $20.
Yeah,
$20 inclusive of a drink.
Considering the fact that, you know, we have so many stars on the lineup.
And come to think of it, right now, the last time Plain Sunset played at, what was it, Replay?
Replay.
How much was that?
That was the last gig. I think it was 25.
Yeah. So for Flow, it's $20 for 25 live acts.
The biggest names.
Including Plain Sunset. So I think when you consider, when you put that in perspective, it's a pretty darn good deal.
And comes with a drink.
Yeah, it comes inclusive with a drink as well. If you are above 18, it's the house pour. If you're below, then you get, I don't know, can't be, you get Coke, right?
Soda, something, juice.
Something like that, basically.
But and if you're below 16, you can't come in at all, sorry.
Or you just bring fake ID. Let's move on to the next song. It's from Divine Nine. Their style of music is not something that we commonly play on this particular show, but we are about giving
exposure.
Exposure.
So, independent bands.
Mm. Before we actually start the next song, which I completely forgot, and Rampage silently reminded me about, is that
this
we actually,
what goes on behind the scenes.
We actually have two tickets to give away to Flow.
A pair of tickets, rather.
Yeah, a pair of tickets to give away. All you need to do is to email rampageontheairwaves@gmail.com with the subject heading ROTA, in other words, ROTA, followed by Divine 9. Yeah, it's that easy.
$20 a ticket, 20 times 2, $40.
Two tickets worth $20 each.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so send those emails in. We will notify you as soon as we can. Closing date for this Flow Divine / Divine 9 giveaway will be Sunday. Sunday, 3rd December. So we will let you know if you win.
Leave your contact number, you know, just in case you're not contactable through email.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Earth is temporary, nothing necessary. Nameless territory, one of greed. Hate this ordinary, useless commentary. Faithless testimony. On your knees!
escape in time. You better know that you're wasting mine. Don't let the pain inside, let it go and free your mind. If you can't escape in time, you better know that you're wasting. I'm your visionary, sexless missionary, call me adversary. If you please, sex is momentary. Let's get solitary, love the spiritual body. He will breathe, earth is temporary. Nothing necessary, nameless territory. One on three, hate is ordinary. Useless commentary, faithless testimony. On your name.
Okay, that brings to an end another episode of Rampage on the Airwaves. It's good to have you back, Rampage.
Yes, it is good to be back as well.
What's your plans now, man?
What are my plans? See, the thing is, I just finished my O-levels and it's actually been on the cards for very long, about a year or two, and I'm actually going overseas to seek new pastures, you know, because the grass is always greener on the other side. And I'm going to where the grass is green.
Well, you're going to where the grass is, basically. Whether it's green or not, you will know.
I'm going to Holland, actually. Rotterdam in Holland. From
what,
there,
whatever and ever and ever, is it? Or you don't know?
I'm not very sure, actually, but I'm definitely going to be back, whether for a long time or for a short time. In a year or two, I should be back, but, you know, since the advent of technology, it has enabled us to carry on with this show. And even though I'm thousands of miles away, we will still carry on with Rampage on the Airwaves. I'm actually now looking for a co-host to come on the show. You know, someone that is actively involved in the local music scene who can come on the show and act as a field correspondent to, you know, tell me what's going on in local music scene right here.
So basically, you generally need to be very active on the street level. You go out to gigs, check out bands.
So if you think you're interested, if you're up to it, just, you know, send an email to rampageontheairwaves@gmail.com. Subject heading casting call.
Rota space casting call. How about that?
Yeah, Rota space casting call.
If you are able to actually provide a recording of your voice,
that'll be
interesting as well.
So who knows, you might just be, you know, on the next Rampage on the Airwaves podcast show.
If you can, you just give us as much information as you can about yourself, what sort of things you're interested in, what you want to do. Even if you have any ideas that you want to contribute to the show, feel free to do it, because this show is always growing and progressing, and we're always trying to find new ideas to make it better.
We're on MySpace as well. It's a place for friends, so go on myspace.com/rampageontheairwaves. Leave us a comment, you know, send us a message. We have pictures. Leave us picture comments.
Do we have pictures? I never seen my handsome face.
I believe we do, actually. Even if we don't have pictures, you can comment on how logo looks. I think it looks pretty good.
Okay lah. Before we wrap, I just want to cover the three main events that we've mentioned on this episode.
Yep.
First of all, Ears Out at Arts House, Saturday, 2nd of December. Doors open 6 p.m. Free entry. Featuring it's one night acoustic event featuring My Precious, My Rights, Kid of Kale, Press Play, Summer's Over, Amateur Takes Control, and Evanif, I think. The next show we wanted to plug was Flow at MOS. That's Tuesday, 5th of December. Doors open 8 p.m. $20 inclusive of a drink. Over 25 live acts across 4 different rooms, including Divine Nine, Concave Screen, Plain Sunset, West Grand Boulevard, Soul Loser, etc., etc. And then the last one is Face the Stars 2006, featuring Stars Don't Fall, Face Off, Caracal, Summer's Over. $10. Did I mention Thursday, 7 December?
I don't think so.
Doors open 7 p.m. And it's at St. Anthony's Canossian Convent.
Or you can just go on the website rampageontheairwaves.com and we'll have all the links up for you to click because you're a lazy bum.
On the next show, we will be wrapping up the History of Local Music series.
Part 4. Just about as you think that I'm back, I'm going to be away for another show because of Part 4 of local music.
There might be quite a few changes up ahead because of, you know, Rampage going overseas and all that. But in any case, definitely show will go on.
My heart will go on.
If anyone wants to drop us a comment, you know, wishing Rampage all the best, please feel free to do so. I will wish you now all the best.
Thank you.
And we will see you next episode.
This is Amateur Takes Control with Love in Many Forms.
Yeah, bye.